Welcome, everybody, to another edition of the Nerd Watch Podcast. I, of course, am G Money. I'm so glad you can, we can move. Go ahead. We're good. Just move all that stuff off the table. It's minor product placement. I, of course, am G Money. I am joined by a semi-new cast. We got a couple of...
Did you say semi-nude?
Semi-nude.
Are we
not supposed to be wearing pants?
Yeah, something like that. Semi-nude cast. We are joined by the one and only, the Hawaiian salted Todd Bernardi. The man who is from New Mexico, but oddly enough, writes Hawaiian comic books.
It's true.
Yeah, Kukui Project.
Wait, I'm from Oklahoma.
Oh, that's right. You're from Oklahoma.
Okay.
Yeah,
they're the same thing, right?
We can sing that.
Yeah. They're the same thing, right?
No. New Mexico is basically still part of Mexico.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But it's the newer.
If Trump builds a wall, that will probably be part of Mexico.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, well, I got to rethink this wall thing then, because I really wanted it to go up. But if New Mexico gets...
Yeah.
Wow.
No more Breaking Bad.
Oh, man.
Yeah, it's gone.
Crystal blue meth.
Considering that's Breaking Bad's already done.
That's a real bummer, though.
No more.
No more.
Hey.
Walter White, jeez.
You're making too much sense.
Todd Bernardi is a living legend in the comic book business.
I mean, I'm right up there. I'm right up there with Dick Sprang.
Yeah. Also joining, unbeknownst to myself, Todd took it upon himself to invite someone else to the show.
I asked for your permission
without notifying me. But
I did.
Why don't you go ahead and introduce your friend, Todd?
This is Shane. He does
Todd. What does Shane do?
Oh man,
voiceovers.
He also does a comic.
He's the Prime Minister of Funny Walks. He does a comic book called Spuds Malone, Private Eye. Right?
Wow.
Yes.
And then he also does one called The Flying Wiener.
That is correct.
Yeah. And then he did another comic book called Bat Malloy.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And all those are really funny. You guys should check them out.
Listen, I don't mean to be disrespectful, but why do you comic book guys like always look homeless? It's weird. No offense. I'm just asking. I don't know.
You know what's funny about this? Because, I mean, you being so fashion forward yourself.
I'm so tremendously fashion forward. Thank you for recognizing my...
Wow. I'm just trying. I was actually just sort of imitating your style.
Okay, good. I'm glad.
I thought I was like, oh, gee, we're sweatpants all the time.
That's what I'm saying.
I should probably just dress down.
I'm totally. When it comes to these things, I'm always ahead of the curve when it comes to fashion.
Yeah.
So I'm right there. I'm on the cusp.
I mean, I'm wearing pants with a button. So it's real bad.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West ain't got nothing on me. So anyway.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No. Well, except your butt is kind of as big as Kim
Kardashian's. I could give her a run for her money. That's what I could do.
Yeah, I bet you could break the internet.
I could break the internet. But anyway, thank you for coming, Shane. I appreciate you. Appreciate you coming down and being on the show.
Don't see that happen. Feel
not leaving tonight.
Yeah, yeah. Feel free to chime in on whatever.
The league is not here.
Yeah, it's all good. Feel free to chime in whenever you feel like it. Also joining us, Swan is in the house tonight. He's sitting in for the chairman of the comic book board, the comic book henchman himself. Swan is in the house. And last but not least, the format, the gaming guru, is in the house this evening as well. Want to send a big shout out to, of course, our good friends that follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/nerdwatch. You guys can follow us on YouTube right now at Nerdwatch Nation. We got a lot of videos up. We try and keep up with that every single week. We're putting videos up there every single week. You guys can also follow us on Instagram at @_nerdwatch. You can follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation as well. And that's where you can see when all the podcasts and YouTube videos go up. So it's a really cool stuff. Thanks you guys so much for tuning in and listening. We really appreciate it. And by the way, last but not least, I've tweaked the Patreon page at the request of some of you folks. Patreon.com/TheNerdWatch. There are tears for people that...
Why are they crying?
tears. T-I-E-R-S.
Oh,
tears for folks that want to just donate a buck. A buck or two. The $5 is no longer the minimum. It's a dollar. Whatever you guys want to give to the show. So I put it to where
I know you guys got a dollar.
And I also
got a dollar.
We literally have a change jar now.
Yeah, we do. I called it a dollar will make us holla. That's what I called it. That's what I called the tier. And now Todd is not committed. Todd is not committed to any of the rewards now. Maybe one or two.
By not, you mean he is, right?
Yeah, that's what I meant.
If you pay a lot of money, I'll
right.
Your house
that's
without my pants.
Yeah,
on.
That's what I totally meant. But
for free,
there are two people today that have not shown up, and that's why Shane and Swan are sitting in this evening. Gannon could not make it tonight. He's all the way at the, I guess you could say, the head of Maui. Is it where he's at the head, or are we at the head?
We're at the tip.
At the tip. Are we? Okay. Anyway,
at the base.
I think he may be at the base. Anyway, regardless, Gannon couldn't make it. Unfortunately, so sad. We're really sorry that he couldn't make it.
Gannon.
Yeah. So, big shout out to Gannon. We will see him next week here. He's got actual responsibilities, even for being a punk rock superstar.
I thought you fired him.
Yeah, he just won't go away.
Not in person.
Not yet. That's the thing.
Doesn't know.
Is he just holding out for more money?
He's holding out for more money.
We're negotiating his contract.
Right. And then, of course, the man who could not be here tonight because he also had another commitment, the man who owns this store here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului, the Maui Comics and Collectibles owner, proprietor, Alika, is not in the house either tonight, but that's okay.
He's not here?
Yeah, I fired him too.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
No.
On what grounds did you find?
Yeah, he's going to call. I do want to let you guys know that before we get started here, that we are planning on doing, the Nerd Watch is planning to do the premiere double feature of Guardians of the Galaxy and Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 2 coming up on May 4th. You guys are going to want to join us. We're going to be at the Regal Maui Mall Megaplex. Buy your tickets now. Our event page should be going up this week sometime. So by all means, please join us. It's going to be a lot of fun. Yeah. Put it up, Gannon.
Speaking of Gannon.
Yeah.
Gannon here?
After you just said you fired him.
Right? Every week, before we get started, we always find out what's happening in the world of comic books here at 333 Dairy Road in Kahului.
Alika didn't print the list.
Oh, he did?
I got the list.
But Swan, the henchman's got the list. And
on receipt tape.
333 Dairy Road in Kahului. It is Maui Comics and Collectibles. For all of your comic book and collectible needs, you can get them right here. And retro games, by the way, right here at Maui Comics and Collectibles. So, Swan, the comic book henchman, what can we expect on brand new Comic Book Wednesday this week?
Well, I just highlighted some few things. For DC, we have Batman the Shadow number 1 coming out.
Okay.
And we have Hellblazer 9 coming out. Also, Flash 21, which continues on the series The Button.
All right. Put that mic right underneath your chin there. Thank you very much. Perfect. Awesome.
And they also coming out is Commandy Challenge 4 out of 12.
Commandy?
Yep.
Oh.
The Last Boy on Earth.
Commandy.
Yep. They're bringing him back, and I'm kind of glad about that. And finally, for DC, we have Suicide Squad 16.
Suicide Squad 16?
Yes.
Real quick, the first one that you mentioned, the Batman, whatever it was?
Batman the Shadow.
Is that the Shadow? The Shadow?
See, that's the part I'm not sure about. I'm looking forward to tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
That's the first time.
So we don't know if it's like the Shadow from the 1930 radio serial?
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
That Shadow, that's
what
I
was wondering.
The Shadow of something else, I don't know.
I'm looking it up.
All I know is that I am a sucker for the
Batman the Shadow.
Batman
and the Shadow.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm a
sucker for the 1994 movie starring Alec Baldwin, The Shadow. I thought it was a great underrated film.
Underrated,
I like that movie. Underrated,
like Earth Girls Are Easy.
I love it, huh?
Like
Earth Girls Are Easy is incredible. I don't care what anybody says. Earth Girls Are Easy is an incredibly well made film. Anyway, what else is on that list?
For the Independents, we have from Eric Powell, Nam Wolf number 1, a book I was waiting for.
Which
for
one?
A while. Nam Wolf number 1. It's about an American soldier in Vietnam. That's
what I thought it was. Yeah. I knew it.
Wait. So it's man spelled backwards.
Yes.
But Nam. As in Nam Wolf.
Yes.
Like Vietnam.
Nam.
Yeah.
Nam.
Also from Eric Powell, we have Hillbilly number 6 coming out, which is another popular title for him.
Yep.
And we have, just because we got to mention this for Alika, TMNT Universe number 9 coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Also, Judge Dredd, Blessed Earth number 1. Rick and Morty 25.
Wow. Yeah.
Can I say something about Powell?
Sure.
We're currently having a role-playing game based off of The Goon coming out soon.
You're kidding
me. Kickstarter is happening right now for Savage Worlds. And
that's the name of it?
Savage Worlds is the company that is a game system, and they're doing the Goon.
Okay, I'm still back in that.
See, Shane, look at that. Shane's already more informative than Alika. Alika would be...
Yeah. Well, Shane is our role-playing extraordinaire.
Yeah. Well, all I'm saying is that normally it's a diatribe about how the X-Men are not no longer in costume. And
they aren't.
But, you know, it's always the diatribe.
Where's the underwear?
That's,
he never said he wanted to see underwear.
Yeah, he didn't. That is true.
And he made a point to tell me that.
Yeah.
Let's not bring that up anymore.
All right, anyway, moving on.
Now, Todd's favorite, Marvel. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh,
Ben Reilly, Scarlet Spider, number one coming out.
Well,
Deadpool,
as we all know,
the best one out of all of them.
It's like Spider-Man.
It's like
ever.
You know, Marvel's having trouble, so they're like, "Hey, you know what people really loved?
Clone Wars.
Spider clones.
Yeah,
let's do a bunch of that."
Over. Everyone did though. It was a smash hit. Also coming out is Deadpool versus Punisher out of 2 out of 5. Mm-hmm. And then we have another miniseries, Man-Thing number 3. They brought him back. I'm happy about that.
Is he giant size this time?
Wait, you're happy about
He's
it?
Always giant size.
Yeah. You're very happy about them having another Man-Thing around for you to play with? I mean, for you to read?
Well, yeah, you read it. You don't play with it.
Well,
okay, here's the...
You're obviously doing
Here's the question, though. Not to get too deep into this issue, are you more of a Swamp Thing guy or a Man-Thing guy?
I'm
There's a difference?
No, I'm a.
Do you enjoy eating Swamp Thing's tuber or touching your Man-Thing more?
Whoa!
Other than that,
Answer. Just because my wife is a vegan doesn't mean that I like vegetables that much.
Whoa!
I've always been fond of Swamp Thing.
Can I tell you the God's honest truth?
Sure.
I like the Heap.
The Heap. I've heard of him, but never read it.
Oh,
I don't even
goodness,
know what
really, the Heap. You don't really like the Heap.
I like the. If you're gonna like any of them, I mean, the Heap was the one that came first.
Mm, fair.
Wow, here we go.
They're all like Swamp Thing and Man Thing were both like the writer for Swamp Thing and the artist
so
for Man Thing.
There's a hipster Swamp Thing.
Were yeah, yeah, you know, you didn't know
pretty much.
Yeah. The
best way of putting it.
They were roommates, and these comics swear that they didn't know what the other one was working on, uh-huh. But these comics came out within like 2 months of each other.
But yet they saw each other's things most times.
Like well, the Heap, yeah, but I mean that was back in like the 50s or 60s or something.
Man, this elitist attitude.
But Man-Thing and Swamp Thing, I think they say Swamp Thing came out first, and then they shelved it for a year. And
okay,
then they finally decided to release it. And they released it like 2 months before Man-Thing.
Interesting.
So there was some something going on between DC and Marvel. But it's really strange that they would never like go to, like they'd never sue each other over something like that. Yeah. Because and the reason that
they
won't,
aren't they?
No, but the reason that they'll never sue each other over that is because they're both clearly ripoffs of the Atlas character.
The Heap.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
so true. Where does Toxie come into the whole?
Where does the Toxic Avenger?
You came 80s. 80s, right?
I don't know.
So I'm asking you. Anyway.
Well, I haven't seen those Toxic Avenger movies since I was a kid.
You obviously know more about us.
We have the
more
DVR
lots
here.
Of, there was
so
lots of
you can watch whatever you want.
All right, well, what else is on that list?
All right, this one's an interesting title because it's the one that's hobbling across the sales, which is Moon Girl Devil Dinosaur number 18.
I'm going to buy that.
Yeah, a lot of the titles that came out with it, like Black Knight, Red Wolf, Howard the Duck, they didn't get past 5. This one's just like going... And
they already killed Howard.
Yeah, they killed Howard at 5.
Ugh.
Sadly.
That was sad.
Well, what's sad is Gwenpool's first appearance. Yeah. The only reason why it's sold is Gwenpool's first appearance, pretty much.
Brandon Montclair and Amy Reeder are writing that book together, and they're the ones that did Rocket Girl.
Yeah.
And Rocket Girl was a beautiful book. The artwork's fantastic. There's a different artist doing Moon Girl and Devil Dinosaur, but it all has that very... Miss Marvel, sort of Marvel Studios.
Hushba.
Yeah.
Hushba.
Well, yeah. Stanley Leibowitz.
All right, Todd, you're boring me with all this comic book talk.
Sorry.
Sheesh.
No, the last one, and this is G's favorite. This is weird, because True Believers doesn't really usually put this one out so quickly, but X-Men Gold number 1 is coming out for True Believers.
What?
Yeah.
because it was certified platinum.
True Believers again.
True Believers are reprints of, say, like Giant Size X-Men number one,
yeah.
X-Men number one, stuff like that.
Nice
stuff you can't get back.
Yeah. Giant Size yeah. Man thing.
And then Hulk 181 and stuff like that, just to get people the reading material for it.
Right.
But they're doing X-Men Gold, which is something that just came out only a month ago, which is really rapid. That's just the way of reprinting it quickly without re-putting.
And is that it for the week? Pretty much?
No, they actually have X-Men Blue and X-Men Gold number 2 coming out as well with comic supplies such as boxes and boards and bags.
Nice, nice. And you can get all of those comic books here at 333 Derry Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles. If Alik is not here, see Swan. If Swan's not here, the store's closed. 333 Derry Road in Kahului. It's Maui Comics and Collectibles located in the heart of Kahului Town. All right.
So you said you're a Swamp Thing guy?
I'm a Swamp Thing guy.
Is
yeah.
it because of the movie? Or
No. I
did you read the Alan Moore
you can't
stuff?
Really say the movie, man.
It's the Alan Moore stuff that really got me into the Swamp Thing.
That's what really got you hooked was Alan Moore.
Yeah. I mean, the movie was good, though, because I was a Wes Craven fan. And to be honest, the movie isn't that good. But still, it was something.
They should reboot that franchise.
Heck yeah, man.
They should actually reboot both.
Yeah, Swamp abso-freaking-lutely.
Did you watch Man Thing in 2005?
Oh, that one that was on Sci-Fi Channel?
Yeah. It's a reboot as well.
Oh, that was awful. That was bloody awful.
Like Sharknado awful?
It wasn't even that good.
Wow.
Yeah, unfortunately.
It was not even so good, it was so bad.
Right, exactly. So exactly.
The Sharknado special effects are more convincing than Man Thing.
Yeah, I would say that.
You can't fake a Man Thing. That's just you shouldn't.
Todd, stop talking.
No, that's I think that's
true. You gotta have a practical effect man feeling.
I think that's the name of the show. You can't fake a man thing.
I think that is the name of the show. You can't fake a man thing. That's good. Yeah, you did it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
All right, listen.
That's the comics for the week.
Yeah, that's comics for the week. So, gents, And ladies and gentlemen, if you want to pick up comics, do that right here at 333 Derry Road in Kahului, Maui Comics and Collectibles. Now time to get into some news. Some very exciting and interesting news this week. First off, there was a couple of I don't want to talk about it this week. We may wait for Alika because it'll be more apropos. And Gannon, of course. There are some interesting articles.
Those two love going in.
Yeah, I love it too, and I freaking love it.
It's just like get a room already.
I know. Just get a room, you two. Todd put up some interesting articles that we'll bring up next time we are together, and we talked about the whole. It's interesting how this Marvel diversity issue keeps just mutating into people's opinions and how and interesting and how they say that it's not the diversity issue. Some are saying it's because they don't like to see their characters change, blah, 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 blah. But there's an interesting article that we got posted, so we'll take a look at that next week when the boys are back in town. So stay tuned for that. We'll get more into the comic book Marvel thing here next week when the boys are back in town for sure. But before we get to that, before we do that, let's talk about what happened this week so far. Big news that just came out today, before I forget it. It looks like Jeff Goldblum will not only be in Thor Ragnarok, he's also reprising his role as Ian Malcolm in the brand new Jurassic World 2 film.
Yay!
So, yeah. The man who is, what was it, Chaos Theory? He was the Chaos Theory doctor?
Yep.
Is that what it was?
Yep.
Mike
finds a way.
I love Jeff Goldblum. I think he's a great actor. It's weird that Jeff Goldblum acts like Jeff Goldblum, and I dig it. So,
do you believe he has a bad movie, though?
Do I think he has a bad movie?
Yeah,
I just want to see
one movie with just two characters in it, like maybe Waiting for Godot, and it's just Jeff Goldblum and Richard Dreyfuss.
It's interesting.
Yeah. They'd just be the only two guys that only act like themselves.
Even in Jaws, Richard Dreyfuss acts like Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah.
It's weird. Yeah. You're absolutely right. For me, that's exciting. I don't know about the rest of you guys. I was disappointed in Jurassic World with Chris Pratt. I mean, I didn't like it as much as, say, the next guy, but I think bringing Dr. Malcolm back is pretty exciting news, I think. So, are you guys...
I think the character was killed off in the book series.
Like, yes. Book. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So that they decided to keep going with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Must be just because of Goldblum. Yeah.
Well, the interesting thing is that in the movie itself, when I read the book, there were actually... They had merged two characters. The guy who was running the park at the time, who was like the wrangler, Muldoon, I think his name was Muldoon, and another guy actually were merged in the movie, and they were actually two characters in the film themselves. They're actually two characters in the book, I should say. But yeah, Goldblum was good enough that I was glad he didn't die. Matter of fact, I think that his role in Jurassic World, or should say the Lost World, Jurassic Park 2 or whatever the hell it is, I actually thought it was fairly decent. And I thought when they're on the island, it's good. It's just when they get back home, it turned into a pile of garbage.
It was a Godzilla movie.
Yeah. But I will say this. I think that Jeff Goldblum brings a lot to the table, and I can't wait to see Goldblum and Pratt play off of each other. In the film, so that should be fun.
This just makes me want a Buckaroo Banzai team. Finally,
don't even talk about that. Someday. I'm very sore.
Kevin Smith was gonna do the team.
I'm still super sore. He was, but not anymore. There's still some rights issues that have to be dealt with.
The rights just disappeared because the guy who owned them just died and disappeared off the face of the planet.
It's crazy, and it's just Buckaroo Banzai is a fantastic film. Goldblum again, I could totally see Chris Pratt in a Buckaroo Banzai reboot. It's so weird.
It's an underrated classic.
It's not even underrated. I think it's just a classic.
It is.
Buckaroo Banzai, Peter Weller?
Absolutely. Yeah. That's the only one that ever existed. So
he's also RoboCop.
Supposed to be a comic
series? No, I thought you meant there's like you made it sound like there's extra. There's
there
other.
Be a comic. There, a comic series.
Because it's referenced in the movie. Itself.
There is, yeah, it's referenced in the movie.
And
yeah.
That they were gonna put that out too.
No, we should do a RoboCop versus Buckaroo Banzai.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
Weller on Weller on Weller on Weller.
Yeah.
Weller. Too much Weller.
That's gonna be a big swollen Weller.
Yeah, that's a.
Versus Bill Lee from his turn.
Is that now the name of the podcast, Todd?
Swollen Weller?
Yeah.
Swollen Weller.
Probably.
Such an idiot.
Oh, man.
Jeez Louise.
Wait, Bill Lee was in what?
Bill Lee in Naked Lunch. That was Peter Weller as well.
Yes.
I thought you meant the baseball player.
A very, that was actually a strangely enchanting David Cronenberg film.
Mm-hmm.
Naked Lunch.
Underrated classic.
It's not underrated. It's definitely not underrated. It's not a classic. It's definitely weird for sure.
I think we should all just, after the show, we should all do some bug juice.
Oh, gosh. Dang it, dude.
Can you rub a little bit on that on my lips?
Yeah. Well, what's interesting is that for as much as we don't see Peter Weller, in the movies, it's because he's behind the camera. He's directing television series. He's directing.
He was in really? What's no, he was directing in, lately?
Yeah, he's like television shows. He's been doing. I think he was doing like some CSIs. He's been doing some. I think he was doing some Law and Orders. He was doing some primetime.
He was in the Star Trek
cable shows. Yeah, that was the last time we saw him. Was in Star Trek 2.
Into Darkness.
Now that. Everybody does
an underrated classic?
Yeah. Now that is an underrated classic. Right there. That's what I'm talking about right there.
Really,
yeah. But anyway, getting back to the point, Jeff Goldblum back in Jurassic World I think is a lot of good – is going to be a lot of fun for the Jurassic World series. And it's I don't know who the director is yet, but it's shooting as we speak, as a matter of fact. I don't know how Chris Pratt finds the time to do all these movies, Guardians of the Galaxy, Infinity War – Jurassic World. This guy's schedule is insane.
He is a near perfect human being, from all I can see.
Well, he's not eating anymore, so
yeah, apparently, yeah.
You know,
or drinking anymore.
Just, I mean, incidentally, this is just anecdotal, but I know Fred Weller. He used to come to the coffee shop where I worked.
Oh, did he?
Which was also a Breaking Bad shooting location.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
Did he come in with Todd as well? The guy that you knew. On the set?
No.
Oh, okay,
no,
good.
Different guy. No, okay. Fred Weller was on a show called...
Wow.
What was that?
I don't know.
Could be the table.
It could somebody messing with the table? Oh, I heard that outside. Nuts. Anyway, go ahead.
He was on the Missing Persons, or it was a USA show.
Oh, really?
About the relocation.
That's what Peter Weller's been doing. Peter Weller was actually, I think he was directing... I think he was directing something on USA. I think he was directing like an episode of Colony or something. So he's a busy cat, that guy.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's called Plain Sight. In plain sight.
That's another one too. Yeah, yeah.
No, but that's his nephew.
That's his nephew, Fred Weller. Yeah. I got it. Thanks a lot, Tom.
Yeah.
You're always informative.
No, well, you know, just
ask me. There was a couple other things on my docket, but I am so confused and so run out of, like, my brain is...
That's it tonight, folks.
Good night. We're done. No, we're not done yet.
Best show ever.
And there is...
There's still movie news, there's TV.
There is a couple of things on TV that I wanted to talk about, but first things first is that I wanted to say that this week, opportunity that I had, I went to go see a film that is an underrated classic already.
An underrated classic?
No.
Who would have thought?
It's a new film by Ben Wheatley.
We're an overrated classic.
Yeah, yeah. It's a new film by Ben Wheatley, and luckily enough, I couldn't even believe it actually came here. Free Fire, directed by Ben Wheatley and starring Brie Larson, the lady who will be Miss Marvel. Ben Wheatley did a film called The Kill List, which is a very strange film. You should check it out. It's on video. Mm-hmm. But he did this film called Free Fire. It stars Brie Larson and Charlton Copley, the guy who was in District 9 and Elysium and things of that nature. He's in it as well. I don't even want to tell you what it's about. But let me just tell you that.
Can you give us a title?
It's called Free Fire.
Oh yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and all I want you to know is it's a throwback to classic movies, like say Walter Hill or Sam Peckinpah, even a little bit of Quentin Tarantino in there. It's
I've never
Walter
seen
Walter Hill as Peckinpah. In the Warriors. Walter Hill.
Yes. Yes.
Wicked, yeah. Wicked, wicked, whack,
so,
bang.
The Warriors are in it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Right. But it's a throwback to those. But it's also very well done. It's funny. It's it's an arms deal gone bad, and you should definitely take a look at it. It is worth the price of admission. See it while it's still in theaters. It's a lot of fun. I don't want to say any more than that, but I'll be doing a review on that very shortly.
What's your star rating?
Oh man, I right now.
Sounds like a 5-star.
Probably
movie.
A 3.5-4 really? Star movie. Yeah,
it is a 5-star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you hate everything.
I know, right?
So, you don't have anybody saying on the dais right now that we liked it.
That's
so
right.
You don't have anybody. To
that's right. I don't have anybody to go over
that's
with.
Why
it.
He doesn't want to give a rating.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, none of us have seen it.
That's
He's
true.
Like, I liked it, but I want to see how much you guys liked it before I start to hate it.
Right. You guys are jerks.
Half a star.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now you can.
I mean, The Force Awakens. It was okay.
Yeah, it was okay. But yeah, watch Free Fire while you can. Like I said, it's on Maui. I'm not sure about Oahu, but I know that it has hit the island. So definitely take a look at it. Free Fire, very cool flick. Anyway, moving on.
That's the only movie that Shane's seen. In
what's
the
last
that? 5 years.
Lego Batman.
He's like greatest Batman.
That is an overrated movie.
My name's Richard, but my friends call me Dick. Kids can be cruel.
Really, there doesn't need to be another Batman film.
Oh God! Please stop.
Really?
It.
Go back to the bottle, Ben. We all know that's where you've been.
Oh yeah.
Harsh.
I don't know if you guys had. There's some more news that came out. I don't know if you guys had a chance to go over it at all or see it.
What have we not seen?
What have you not seen? Yeah, yeah, yeah. No.
Is this a Nazi party?
Stop it. Stop it.
Never watching Kevin Smith.
That looks like, because of the big news with moving on to Star Wars.
Yeah, Moana.
Star Wars. Moving on to Star Wars. I don't know if you saw the news, but it looks like we're going to be getting Episode 9 earlier than expected.
Yeah.
It's actually going to be.
Is it earlier?
Yeah. It's going to be a summer release as opposed to
a winter release.
So it's going to be coming out.
What?
Yeah. So
next year.
No.
Star Wars in the
it's still
going
to be no. It's going to be 2019 because it's 17 now.
So.
And it's going to be May 2019.
So that's later. Because we would have gotten, if everything was
following. Next year we're getting a spin-off.
It would have been December.
No. Next year we're getting a spin-off. Remember, we're getting the Han Solo.
I don't want the Han Solo.
Yeah.
Too bad.
It's coming.
I don't want the Han.
So you want Han the Han
coming? I want Star Han Wars is coming. I want Han to keep his small and well.
And then 2020, we're supposed to be. The rumor has it that I was reading today. Rumor has it that we're finally going to get the Boba Fett movie everybody's been clamoring to have.
Sweet.
Yeah. So,
Boba Fett, the most overrated Star Wars.
Actually, the most overrated Star Wars character is probably IG-88, in my opinion.
The most overrated Star Wars character is
the best 30 seconds of screen time of any character. And he deserves like an entire series. Standing in that one scene.
Right. And he uttered like one line of dialogue, right?
Right.
Yeah, that was it.
That was it.
And like everybody loves Boba Fett. So freaking awesome. So, anyway.
Wasn't there also a Yoda standalone coming out at some point?
I'd heard.
There was a lot of rumors stuff about that.
Yeah. I think
confirmation.
Right. I think
Frank Oz is waiting for more money.
Frank Oz is
negotiating.
Frank Oz is holding out.
He's holding out.
Yeah.
He's 2 billion years old.
Yeah.
Well, then he's doing his prep.
Yeah.
To play a 700-year-old alien.
He's sick of sticking his hand up a puppet's backside at this point is what he's tired of.
God, watch your mouth.
Yeah, sorry.
Backside.
Sorry.
God, really?
I didn't mean to be so lewd or crude. I'm very sorry.
Rear end.
But really kind of exciting news for Star Wars that instead of waiting till the winter of 2019, we get the summer 2019, which is nice. So this 2-year cycle that we have.
Do you know why they would do that?
Star Wars.
All the Star Wars films were released in May, originally.
I think this is the completion of the all new trilogy. So I'm guessing that they're pushing their luck because of the window that they have. Because none of the Marvel films. Actually, I shouldn't say that because Infinity War is 2018.
They're only doing one, right?
No.
They're doing two.
And Infinity War is 2019. And I think Infinity War is coming out in December of 2019. So they may have just switched.
Uh-huh.
So that makes that may be the case. So
Avengers?
Yeah.
Boo.
Easy. Stop it. We want to see the completion of that series, sir.
I don't want to know.
I know you don't. But I think the rest of us would like to watch the completion of that series.
I can't wait for DVD. Avenger Wars! Avenger Wars!
Oh, stop it.
The Gauntlet Awakening.
That's supposed to be the name of the second movie.
Gauntlet.
I mean, that's what they say Zoe Saldana gave away when she did an interview. Because they never had. Yeah. It's supposed to be called Infinity War Gauntlet.
What does she know? She was only in Avatar and Avengers.
That's the name of the second movie?
That's Gauntlet.
Oh, that's going to be the name. Avengers 4.
Gauntlet Dark Legacy.
It's Avengers 4.
Can we choose which guy we get to be?
Avengers.
And the dungeon crawl?
Garona has shot the food.
Avengers 4
Red
is
Warrior
supposed
needs
to be called
food badly.
Infinity Gauntlet,
Dark or something Legacy. Like that is what I'm guessing. So.
What?
We'll see.
Avengers 4, Infinity Gauntlet.
Infinity?
Infinity.
Infinity Gauntlet.
No, how dare you? I mean, it's spelled infinity, but you're pronouncing it wrong.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Infinity.
Yeah.
Infinite.
Wait, so what I'm waiting for is the Howard the Duck movie to actually get rebooted and remade. Because they teased him so well at the end of Last Guardian, and I think that they could still put him in somewhere.
I think after Guardians of the Galaxy, anything is possible.
He's the last Infinity Stone.
Right.
If Howard the Duck was.
Howard the Duck's
have we dealt with any other trans-dimensional character at this point?
Howard the Duck. Howard the Duck has got to pass the Infinity Stone. It's a kidney stone.
That would be awesome.
He's the only one in the world that he never made, you know. Like,
yeah.
Technically, according to the 1985 movie, he's still on Earth. So.
Right. True. Because he could be like Marvel's answer to Deadpool for a fourth wall breaking character.
That's actually a very good point.
Interesting.
Also,
stop it! With why are you writing their material? No, for
sorry, Marvel High.
Yeah,
can we get George Lucas to do it again?
Abrams there. I've got to maybe now.
That would be amazing. Getting Abrams does Howard the Duck trilogy. Oh man, he's like, I'm not going to do any sequels or reboots anymore.
If he gets conned into doing Howard the Duck. That would be insane.
It would be insane.
Well, you know, I would prefer Quentin Tarantino as Howard the Duck.
He's got Star Trek, Star Wars, Mission Impossible. Why not?
Can you imagine that happening?
It's possible. It's absolutely possible. What
duck
I also
Tarantino.
Stop
duck
it.
Tarantino. It sounds like it's a crispy duck.
You're such
that's
a
like
duck.
Another group I want to see him do is either Howard the Duck by Quentin Tarantino or Ninja Turtles by Quentin Tarantino. Either way.
Well, Quentin's got two movies left in him. He said he's tapping out at 10. So whatever the two may be, I think they will not be.
So there you go. Yeah. Turtles and Howard
Turtles and Howard the Duck.
There you go. That's he nails out to franchise.
That's how he's going
to
cap off his legacy.
No, he's going to do the franchises after
Howard the Duck.
After you start.
Everyone dies.
Yeah. I don't know. It's gonna be interesting. I think anything's possible. Howard the Duck is one of those shows or series or I should say not even series but series of comics that were so much fun, but the movie unfortunately tanked and no one ever went to see it. And
it missed the point of Steve Gerber's intention of like lampooning culture at that time.
Right.
You know, that's very true. It was pure satire on like 80s American politics at that time. I felt and like,
right.
just missed that completely. It was like oh the duck. And then there's space thing. There's this lady here. It's just the animatronics at that time made him look terrifying in real life. I mean,
that's
like,
true.
It's so scary.
You looked at him and
duck.
You freaked
it's
out.
Weird.
But that's interesting though because
the guy that he fights, the demon that he fights, is
at
really
the end of the
scary.
Movie.
They're really scary.
That was creepy.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Jones. Yeah, he's great.
I'm surprised
in that movie.
We're talking about this without Barry present because he loves Howard the Duck.
He loves Howard the Duck. He does. He certainly does. Well. Yeah. It's
probably that's one of Barry's underrated classics.
That is. the irony is that it actually kind of is. He loves that
commentary.
He loves the comics. He loves the movie. Mm-hmm. He's a huge fan of Howard the Duck.
That's why at Maui Comic Con I was stoked when he got an actual signed Howard the Duck by Steve Lalo, who did the first 13 issues of Howard the Duck.
Yeah,
and it's interesting that in the world of politics now, it's interesting how Howard the Duck could actually be a relevant character.
What happened with the most recent series? What was that about? I didn't really pick it up.
He pretty much went to the cosmic side of things, and he was just drifting around as...
So Guardians of the Galaxy type
No, not really. He was drifting around as a Silver Surfer for a little bit.
Okay.
But what was it? Howard was technically, he was a Guardian, was he not?
Technically, yes.
When he was...
I think it was like a Star Wars thing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I could have swore that Howard the Duck at one time was a Guardian of the Galaxy.
Well, he was also a zombie too, a part of Marvel Zombie.
Wasn't everybody a Marvel zombie?
Was a zombie.
Man wasn't.
Yeah.
He's a machine. He's a robot, pure robot. He can't be a zombie for me.
Thanks a lot, Robert Kirkman.
Yeah.
Chip wasn't.
Chips are disky.
Have you heard any news about a She-Hulk movie coming out?
No.
That would be phenomenal. Or at least a TV show, some sort of miniseries would be amazing.
Right. Well, the thing is that...
It's funny because he's part of Marvel Creative and... He won't.
Hey, wow.
Get this happening.
Thank you. This is phenomenal.
Can you call Kevin Feige?
Let me call Kevin Feige. Let me get him on the horn.
Yeah.
As we like to say in the business.
Let him know that Shane really, really wants a She-Hulk.
Well, here's the thing. Is that, to be quite honest, I don't know how Marvel can fit any more on their plate as it is.
Yeah.
I mean, let's put it this way. From broadcast TV, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and the Inhumans, on streaming television, when we got Netflix and their partnership with Netflix, you got Jessica Jones, Luke Cage, Iron Fist, Daredevil, Punisher,
Defenders.
The Defenders, essentially. I don't think there's anything.
Are we getting a Cloak and Dagger too?
We're getting a Cloak and Dagger. That was the other thing I wanted to talk about. I saw that trailer. It's not going to be on Netflix. It's going to be on television. It's going to be on a television channel called Freeform.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Shadowhunters are? And I'll be honest with you. I thought that preview looked like trash. I did not like it at all.
I agree with you on that one.
I thought it looked like garbage. I'm not...
Underrated garbage?
Overrated garbage. for sure. Overrated garbage. If you guys have not seen it, by the way, if you guys that are listening out there or watching out there have not seen the Cloak and Dagger trailer, it's available now. Take a look at it. It is unmitigated trash at this point. It looks like freeform teenager drama sympathy. Well, yeah, make sure you keep that
volume
down, please. That'd be great. Anyway, yeah, Cloak and Dagger, underrated comic, by the way.
Underrated comic.
It's for you, format. Just for you. No, it's actually was a very, very cool comic.
Oh, also in Marvel, Legion is yet another TV show.
Oh, yeah. And Legion, right. But I never... Marvel Television. And for the sake of the fact that Alika isn't here, I never talk about anything that has to do with the Fox X-Men because it doesn't technically count as being a Marvel property that they're actually producing.
But wasn't Marvel Television directly involved with Legion? I thought that, like, they did. The Netflix dudes... Like,
from my understanding, I thought that there was zero connection because Fox did not give them any rights to the X-Men. That's why, for a long time, don't you remember when that first happened, yeah, is that Marvel was actually killing off the X-Men in the comic books?
Right.
So they gave them no more stories?
Right.
Yeah, so...
They weren't a lot... I don't think they were... They were doing that, but they weren't all... Anybody on the creative side wasn't allowed to create any new mutants.
Right.
If they were going to create new characters, they had to call them Inhumans.
Right, and the fact that they have to...
Yuck.
And the fact that they trademarked mutants.
Yeah.
Ugh, man, that gets my goad. But, anywho.
They share the trademark for superhero with DC. You're not allowed to call... If you're in the comic book business, you're not allowed to call your superhero comic book a superhero comic book if it's got superheroes in it. Because it's you're infringing on Marvel and DC's superhero.
Wow.
Isn't that the same way with Zombie as well?
Well, I don't know if that's actually going to be like...
No, it says that Legion was in association with Marvel Television.
No way! Maybe that's why it's so darn good.
Yeah.
Because Legion is excellent.
I think they share producers.
Crazy. Well, Fox actually... doing something right.
Right. So I wonder, you know, like, I don't think that it's going to happen anytime soon, but could that be the bridge?
It could possibly be the bridge, but Fox has such a stranglehold, and then on top of that...
I mean, if any character could bridge...
But think about it. They were hanging by a thread. Fantastic Four was doing trash. Fantastic Four has done garbage. The last few X-Men movies has not been good at all. Then all of a sudden, Deadpool from the ashes like a phoenix, just resurrects Fox's comic book repertoire. Colonies. Man, and they just and it just becomes a juggernaut for them. And now,
you know, they were floundering, and then Deadpool came out, and they were like,
right,
yeah, we know what we're doing,
right. And then they said, wow, Deadpool did really good as an R-rated movie. Let's do that with Logan. And that's exactly what they did. And Logan was an excellent movie. I can't fault them for that. So I don't know if they're willing to play ball at this point, because now finally things are sticking and people are actually going to the theaters to watch them. So I don't know.
Legion was, I feel, much more the product of the director Hawley, like his vision within that really made it what it was.
Well, that's because it actually, what's weird about it,
because he like the. Just the camera, the, you know, the storytelling and everything like that is not a traditional superhero story, and he like went and wanted to destroy that trope and went and like did so.
But the irony is that it feels so much like
heroes, really.
No, but the irony is it actually feels like a comic book.
Right.
That's what, if when you watch it, it feels like you're watching a comic book come to life. And that's just, in my opinion. I mean, if you haven't seen Legion, guys, you should. It's on FX. It's amazing. Good stuff. So, anywho, other than that, Todd, what are you working on over there? If you're just because I'm curious.
This is a... This is Disco Thunder Groovebone.
Oh, Disco Thunder Groovebone is what you're working on?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm adding more pages to
it. Oh, very good. Good for you.
It's never going to end.
Well, listen, before we bid everybody adieu, I want to broach
it. Are we looking at a compendium for Disco Thunder? I want
to broach a couple things.
What?
Anything exciting as far as videos? Anybody has seen anybody watch anything recently?
Whoa, we're forgetting something. I want to hear your guys' review on the retro game night last week.
You know what? I tell you what. Here's the thing.
Some of us
last week we that is correct. I'm glad you brought that up, Swan. You're brilliant. You're a gentleman and a scholar.
You're an underrated classic.
You are.
I have an underrated classic.
Retro Game Night last week, Thursday, brought to you by the Retro Gaming Society over at UHMC. They asked us to be a part of it, and we were more than happy to be a part of it. And it was unmitigated for myself. It was an unmitigated success for them, at least I hope. It was a good time was had by all. Todd was kicking my butt in Tekken.
Who are you using?
Well,
were all you of them. Doing Eddie spams?
Yeah, no. He was Eddie spamming. But he was
you there.
What are you talking? What?
I didn't even. I played Eddie one time.
Okay.
I didn't even play him well. No, I think you lost that round.
All right, you played the other guy that did Eddie's moves though.
Like me, I
the disco guy. But retro game night was a phenomenal. They do it once a month over there at UHMC. We're really sad that Format couldn't make it. That was your night, sir. I know you weren't feeling.
I know.
Well.
I was so.
Yeah, just weren't. And you just weren't
I was
feeling
so mad.
It. Yeah, it was. You would have had a ball. We had a really good time. Shot some video. It's on our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheNerdWatch. You can see, Todd attempt to finish off Bowser in Super Mario World on the Super Nintendo.
Oh, my heart broke, man. When the fire started dropping, I was like, "No, you're not gonna make it.
That was probably my seventh or eighth attempt."
Right. Too. I had a couple more videos that I didn't post, but yeah, I think that was the best one.
If you go to Facebook / the Nerdwatch and like that video over 500 times, he'll put up the rest of them.
So you guys
can see how much I suck at that game.
No.
But Todd knew all the secrets, man. Here's the story he told me. He said that he and his friend used to get together in his dorm room and do shots of tequila while playing. Or no, at his house.
It was my house.
At his house, and he would do shots of tequila while playing Super Mario World.
That doesn't surprise
so
me.
So was Todd taking shots of tequila while you guys were there? Or
no, dry campus, right?
No, it's a dry campus.
Dry
campus
then there's the problem.
That's why he couldn't finish it. Yeah, yeah. His reflexes.
Isn't the equation E equals MC?
Yeah.
I don't know.
But I tell you what, not only was there Super Nintendo, they also had N64. They had the original Xbox. They had an Atari there.
Dreamcast.
Will we be...
Did not see Dreamcast.
Will we be... attending next month?
From what I understand, the society put it together, said they'd like us to they would like to have us back, which is really great. I would really like to go back, which would be
which
fun.
Which society is this?
The Retro Gaming Society.
Well, it's a strategic.
Strategic, yes, excuse me. Yeah, strategic Gaming Society.
Of yeah. Maui campus.
Yeah, yeah, the whole University of Hawaii Maui campus.
What other games are there, though?
Like
you named Tekken, yeah, Mario.
Everything, man.
Stuff.
There was like, I mean, so I if you look at the games,
all kinds of stuff,
there was everything and anything for the Super Nintendo. There were a couple of new consoles. The PS4 and the PS3 were there. PS4, everybody's playing Street Fighter V, obviously. PS3, everybody's playing Tekken on. But everybody brought... Even for the original Xbox, somebody brought Steel Battalion, which was crazy.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, come on, Steel Battalion.
Steel
no.
Battalion was pretty crazy. They brought over the original arcade X-Men that was on
awesome.
Genesis.
Oh,
so that was pretty sick.
Did
there was a Genesis
Mortal
there.
Kombat as well?
There was a 3DO there. Somebody brought a 3DO. I was like, geez, I haven't seen that in forever.
Wow. There was Mortal Kombat 2.
Yeah, nice. Mortal Kombat 2. People were passing back and forth the controllers to play Mortal Kombat 2.
I know you posted like a video of them playing Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh
was
yeah,
there Magic and
Magic was there. Magic was there. They were doing less playing and of Magic from when I saw them at least. They're doing less playing of Magic and more kind of admiring everyone's cards in the book and everything.
Oh, trading.
So, yeah, trading stuff like that. And then board games. They had a board game called Resistance there. So if you guys are retro gamers and if you guys want to ever get involved. You guys can check it out.
Especially if you guys are into the whole like board game thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, it's
yes.
fun. It's fun when you have like-minded people get together and just enjoy each other's company and have a good time. It was really fun.
And we
loved it. So, and Todd was there. He enjoyed it. And then hopefully next time we'll have more to do. We'll have more prizes to give away and things of that nature. This is kind of a last-minute thing they asked us to do, so we tried to deliver as much as we could on that day. And hopefully next time... Format could be in his element.
I hope to be there.
Yeah,
I
yeah.
felt so bad.
Yeah, it could be
knowing
in his element.
That you know
there is a Dreamcast with Soul Calibur 1. I will be there, and I will.
I tell you what,
I will destroy you.
I have
all
to tell
thousands
you,
thousands of hours
to this
game.
Day, the Dreamcast, the Dreamcast is my favorite console. The Dreamcast
only
is my favorite
Soul
console.
Calibur, I could find.
And
one.
I tell you what, Soul Calibur was the game that I had spent hours on.
Oh my god, where the opponent
for Dreamcast.
Yeah. Oh, for the Dreamcast. Oh,
I spent hours.
Jack Ryan Radio Kid.
Oh yeah, yeah. I was Soul Calibur.
It's muscle memory, man. I was. Oh man, Ivy and Voldo.
Yeah,
man,
Voldo, Killick. I was. Yeah, I was, Matsurugi.
Edgemaster is my favorite.
Oh man,
just because of the randomness.
Yeah, it was insane. Mitsurugi. That's
Mitsurugi.
It. Mitsurugi. I have to tell you that Soul Calibur.
But the soul still burns.
It was
so. Will never die.
That's. It was so cool because you could finish everyone's story, and it's the game wasn't done yet. Even after you finish everyone's story, the game had more to offer, which
was
really cool.
That was the best part about the game. It kept offering you more.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. There was more things to do.
You can unlock new costumes. You can unlock new weapons.
Weapons.
So sad when that series ended.
Yeah, it was a real bummer.
And just the gameplay for it was so fluid.
Yeah.
Like, the fighting is unbelievable. Compared to the sequels, they really just messed up
the
fluidity of that first game.
Still waiting for a sequel.
That, it's like, the irony of Soul Calibur for me was, is that was the first time that I recall that I actually used the sidestep mechanic. Mm-hmm. I didn't use it in Tekken, but in Soul Calibur, it was like, it was mandatory.
In mandatory.
Yeah, yeah, and Soul Calibur is mandatory. You have to know that skill.
Grab, throw down.
Yeah. Jeez, I love Soul Calibur.
Incredible.
Anyway, yeah. Enough of us really weird geeks talking about games and all that other stuff. I know Todd is only...
Like the first time I've been excited this whole show.
It's pretty crazy. It's pretty crazy. This week, no... I don't think there's been any real big game releases this week. Speaking of new game releases, as it were. Some new DLC came out for Ghost Recon Wildlands, which I'm taking a part of, which has been a decent so far. I'm a huge Ghost Recon Wildlands guy. I think it's a fun game. I like it a lot.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
Horizon Zero Dawn. I still have not finished yet. That game is. I love that game. I'm still. I still have to pick berries because I need to. I need
I'm
to make
still,
first aid.
I'm still doing the revisit. Thing. Like, I'm playing through Infamous Second Son right now.
Infamous. I have that. I'm still playing that. Yeah.
Also, Eternal card game. It's available on the Android and iOS. That thing is amazing.
Yeah,
it's like Magic and Hearthstone had some bastard child. Great game.
Wow, I'll check that out. Eternal is
it's still in beta, but it's playable.
Do you
beta.
Still will you be? Do you have to buy packs and all other stuff? Or
You do, but you don't have to buy packs. Like they throw cards at you constantly.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Eternal. Check that out. And then we also... I'm trying to think of what else came out that I... That, oh.
The newest Smite?
No. A new game that
came... There's a new god coming out for Smite.
Right.
Ganesh.
Oh, Ganesh. The Indian. Yeah, Ganesh.
Nice.
No Hawaiian one yet, huh? All right. Just checking. Also, we got Ghost Sniper. I think it's called Ghost Warrior 3, I think, came out.
Sniper Ghost Warrior.
Yeah, something like that. It's weird. So I know that we got that this week as well.
Something Phantom Shooter from a far distance.
The Kickstarter realm, again, for games, more of the role-playing games and associated with comic books. I mentioned before that they have Goon. They're also releasing a Fear Agent.
Ooh.
World.
Oh, my goodness. So
that's pretty crazy.
Worlds is putting that one out right now.
Yeah. There's a game that I really want to get my hands on. I haven't had a chance to play yet, and I very rarely ever play computer games. I can't believe I said computer games.
Oh, they're also doing a new Conan Goon.
PC games. I want to play that game called Player Unknown's Battlegrounds, which I heard is fantastically fun. That's still in beta, by the way, and you can get it on Steam for like $30. But I heard it's really good, so I want to give that a shot as well. This week in new movies, if you're interested,
the new Blu-rays.
Yeah, there isn't too much new Blu-rays. I do know that.
Really?
50 Shades Darker hit digital HD.
Wow, how did you know that?
Because I saw it on my feed.
No,
I didn't buy it.
It's an underrated classic.
Yeah.
Underrated classic.
I will say this. I finally... it's now available to rent and to own. The Founder. I've mentioned it before, and I'll mention it again because now it's available on video.
McDonald's thing.
That's a phenomenal movie. You should see it. It's great. Loved it. I saw it for the second time. John Lee Hancock.
Cool.
He directed the
that?
Film. Yes, I can.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, stop it. So he directed that film. So The Founder is on my short list for great films that you should be taking a look at. Of course, we still got Split, and we got I'm trying to think of the other. No real big DVDs coming up until the next couple of months here, of course. We're in a lull because summer movies are starting, and once summer movies start, DVDs and Blu-rays kind of drop off a bit, and then we have to wait till September until the new movies, the summer movies become the movies that come out on Blu-ray and DVD. So, yeah, we'll have more on that coming up next week as well. Gents, I think that's the show. That's what I call a that's the really big show. I know that summer is slowly creeping upon us. We've got summer television on the way that we will be paying more attention to. There's a lot of course, summer movies, which we'll be closely monitoring as well. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. Please, by all means, join us.
Is the season finale for Flash?
Next week is the season finale for Flash. And Supergirl, too, right?
Yes.
Yeah, Supergirl as well. And Legends of Tomorrow.
Be great too.
Which one?
Summer comics coming out is going to be great. They're bringing back Sword Quest.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Crazy. We'll get into that even further coming up next week. And, of course, by all means, please be on the lookout on our Facebook page for our event for Guardians of the Galaxy, which should be a real good time over at the Maui Megaplex, the Regal Maui Megaplex. We're going to go do the double feature of Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 1 and Volume 2. Todd, before we get out of here, you want to add anything? Free comic book day? What day is that?
May 6th
is so Saturday after next. It's the day after Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh, fantastic. Okay.
Right? Saturday after next?
Yes.
Yeah, Shane, anything Sunday you want to add before we get out of here?
Do I want to add anything before we get out of here? Rick and Morty was awesome. I really enjoyed that.
Okay, good. So you can watch Rick and Morty now?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Swan, what about you? You want to add anything before we get out of here?
Make sure to check out, like, and subscribe our channel, Nerdwatch Nation, on YouTube.
Oh, please, Nerdwatch Nation on YouTube,
also
please.
Check us out every Friday night.
I think we should
on KAKU 88.5 FM.
What, Todd? What do you want to say, Todd?
We should be the. Never mind.
What do you want to say, Todd? Why are you killing me over here?
No.
This is your forum, man.
This is your time, sir.
No.
Format. What about you? Anything you want to add before we get out of here?
I'm a fan of underrated classics.
Well,
that's an underrated classic.
I've got a list of them.
Yeah, I bet you do.
I have a list of them.
Gee, that's like a huge guilty pleasure
list.
We've
got a gigantic list.
Now, before we get out of here, what is your guilty pleasure movie?
Guilty pleasure movies.
All right,
movies.
Listen.
I want to hear it.
I don't have...
Suicide Squad, got it.
I don't have... There are movies that I like that I don't admit to liking. I do have those. I just, for some reason, I can't name them right now because I don't know if it's because they're that awful. Because
you're on the spot?
Yeah, because I'm on the spot. That's another
Showgirls.
One, too. Showgirls is one of those movies that
it's
is
an underrated classic.
It is a guilty pleasure, for sure, because it is awful.
Yeah,
it is bloody awful. Jeez, I don't know. What else would I consider a guilty pleasure that I really enjoy? No. But listen, I'll think of more guilty pleasures. But before we do get out of here, I do want you guys to check out our Facebook page. Please like our page at facebook.com/nerdwatch. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes and on Audio Boom. Also, please subscribe to our YouTube page at Nerdwatch Nation. Follow us on Twitter at Nerdwatch Nation as well, and follow us on Instagram at the_nerdwatch. We will be back next week, and those two chairs that Shane and Swan currently reside in should be filled in back again by Alika and Gannon, and they will be back in full force next week. Shane, it was nice having you for this one time.
I'm sleeping under the table.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate it. Make sure to check out Shane, since we have you on the floor really quick, where can everybody check out your comic book, and where can they check you out?
Just search RVXEN and you Googleverse and you'll come up with some of my stuff out there.
Fantastic. And the name of the comic that you are pushing as we speak?
Spuds Malone, Private Eye.
Spuds Malone, Private
Eye. Copies here at the comic shop.
Fantastic.
Will you be hanging out with us on Free Comic Day again?
I certainly hope so.
Awesome. And, of course, we'll talk about Todd's comics next week. So, because we talk about Todd's comics every episode.
But
Yeah, you're not. You're not.
At least
I got mistaken for him once.
Yeah.
You got mistaken for James Serrano.
Here's the story. Okay, so at last comic book day, him and I were sitting together drawing free stuff for the kids. He goes up to Todd and goes, "Oh, can I have a drawing?" Todd draws him a drawing, and he signs it to Todd Bernady. He goes, "Oh, I thought you were James Silvani." And I go to the kid, "Did you think I was James Silvani too?" And he looks at me and goes, "No offense, but I knew you weren't James Silvani."
Wow.
I looked around for the child's parents. I really wanted to slap that kid, but no, unfortunately.
Wow.
Oh, man. So I am no James Silvani, but...
For 30 minutes, Todd's head could not fit through that my comics and collectibles.
It was really embarrassing for me, too. Because when the kid kind of melted after he found out that I wasn't. And he's like, "Oh, this isn't worth anything, man." He was just like, "Oh, no."
Nice.
"Oh, I wasted your time and my time."
And my time. Well, listen, speaking of time, we are out of time. We will see you guys here next week, segue. Facebook. Thank you very much, sir. Yes. We see you back here on Facebook and on YouTube, guys. Thanks for joining us this evening. Until next week, peace out, much love, and most assuredly, always stay nerdy. And for Todd, and for Shane, and for Swan, and for Foreman, and for myself, G-Money, we're out of here. And until next week, we say to you guys, aloha!
It's an underrated classic.
Swollen Willard.
You guys are terrible.